Hello and welcome everyone to the Annuity Straight Talk podcast, episode number 151. My name is Brian Anderson, founder and creator of AnnuityStraightTalk.com, writer and producer of all these episodes. 21 years of research, thinking, meeting with people, answering questions, getting my questions answered so that I can better benefit you and help you make solid decisions in retirement. Please like, subscribe, or comment on any of your favorite podcast platforms or on YouTube. Share it with your friends. A lot of people could use this, need the help, and I'm here to give it. So I'm going to join the hordes of people today selling annuities, and I'm going to give you a sales idea of my own, something that I think is a fantastic opportunity right now. We're going to talk about interest rates because everybody's curious about those. And we start out with, oh my goodness, yesterday, I'm recording this on Thursday the 19th. So on the 18th, that's when the Fed finally said, yep, we're cutting a half a percentage point. Oh, wow. Everybody's been waiting for it. It's been priced into the market for a long time. They all but guaranteed it a few weeks ago when I talked with John Ballmer about the direction of the market. So my goodness, now rates are down. What are we going to have? Well, the treasuries and bonds had already dropped in the past 6 weeks. Treasuries bumped up slightly. Now, that doesn't really mean anything long term, but it does underscore the point that you should pay attention more to market rates and what the Fed does. For retirement decisions, it has little to no effect on doing that, at least not immediately. It's something that's maybe dragged out for a while, but everybody's been saying it over the past couple months. Well, the Fed's going to lower rates, so I better do something. If that's the reason you're making financial moves and you do not have everything in line, I'm going to do something next week, more a little bit of advice, help people get organized for retirement. For right now, we're talking sales and something that some of you should do. So I've watched the top rates since the beginning of the summer. I watched top rates come off on a lot of products well before the Fed made any move. It was expected. It's priced into the stock market, all that stuff. And it has affected some products more than others. I'm going to explain how that works. By far the biggest hit has come with MIGAs, the fixed annuities, guaranteed rates. There are fewer variables involved in producing the rate in a MIGA. It's a very simple contract. And it's basically a spread between what the annuity pays and what the insurance company earns on a bond. They got to have enough room to cover administrative expenses and profit. You want them to profit a little bit to be in business. Strong companies produce a profit. You can't gripe about it. Maybe I should dig into the details. How much a bank makes when you buy a CD, for crying out loud. You should all be opposed to that. But I digress. So decreases in market rates affect the MIGAs directly when the bonds drop, when the treasuries drop. That produces a smaller yield for the insurance company. They got to drop the rates to be competitive. But we've seen a downward shift in the past couple of months of about 20% in total yield. 2 months ago, people were like, hey, I'm not going to do it unless it's 6% or better. And top rates were 5.5, 5.75 from good, solid companies. Everybody always wants more. Oh, I want more. Oh, I'm not doing it unless I get more. Whatever. Do what you want. So 6% was maybe top end for like private equity A-, companies I don't necessarily trust. 5.5 or so was better. Now it's a stretch to get better than 5%. You do have to go with those little no-name companies run by private equity. And I'll tell you this, there are a lot of companies that will sell the MIGAs for no profit. They increase their balance sheet, maybe open up different lines of credit because of the enhanced balance sheet. Those types of things in some ways could be seen as taking a little bit more risk, produce those high rates. It's typically why I stay away from the top rates. But hard to get 5%. It's there, but you've got to take a credit rating drop to get it. If you want a highly rated insurance company, A+ or better, you're going to have to keep waiting. Not going to happen soon. So I'm seeing those go 4.5 now. Ooh, that's not exciting. If you didn't like 6, you're not going to like 4.5. The income contracts have been least affected, whether immediate or deferred. And it's simple. Everybody has been really excited about short-term I don't want to lock in for too long. Think you're making a prudent move? Okay, fine. Mostly CDs and MIGAs. I've said this a lot over the past couple of years. The MIGA allows you to lock that good rate in for a longer period of time. A lot of people were fired up about a 5%, 5.25%, 5.5% CD for 1 year, 14 months, 18 months, whatever it is. Oh, I got this great CD at 5.25% for 16 months, whatever it is. And although that's a good rate, in 1 year, you don't have any compound. You don't get to make interest on your interest. So I always said, what are you going to do at the end of a year? Well, I'll just renew it for another one. Okay. what's available now. I talked to one person. I'm not looking at CD rates, but one guy who's renewing a CD and he's looking at a MIGA instead because he can't find CD rates over 3.5, 3.75 right now. But a lot of people realizing they can't renew those CDs at anywhere close to 5%. So in the short term, they made a great decision. They don't get compounding on their money. And oops, here it is. So would have been better off following my recommendation if you didn't want an annuity. Buy a 5-year CD. Those are paying 5% too. Get a locked the rate for a longer period of time. Doesn't always have to be an annuity. So the income contracts are built on long-term interest rates, which have been less sensitive. Now, John and I talked about this a few weeks ago. When the yield curve has been inverted, which means short-term rates were higher than long-term rates. And as that normalizes, you'll get the short-term rates are going to lower and the long-term rates are going to rise a little bit. Those haven't been as sensitive to changes in the market. And you also get a risk pooling effect with the income. It's not all just based on the interest rates. You got mortality credits weigh heavily on the income payouts that are based on average life expectancy. Half the people exceed that, half the people don't. So you get an income boost by shifting that risk to the insurance company. They're going to level it out. All you got to do is just take the higher payment. So those are still intact. We've done a lot of income deals this year. For the most part, we're going to have about what we've had for the next period of time. We'll see if there are any major changes going forward, and that's fine. So fixed index annuities haven't shifted as much as MIGAs. There's still as much potential as there was a year ago or so. Now you got to remember that index annuities let you leverage the fixed rate for more growth potential. So the top line is going to come down a little bit more slowly as rates decrease. Now when benchmark bond rates and treasuries and stuff were below 1% a few years ago, index annuities still had plenty of potential. So there's a different spread there as well. So that's why we see like the index annuities right now are just as good as they were 6 months ago, a year ago, or very close to it, a lot closer than the MIGAs were. The contracts I've written the past 2 years with the higher rates have posted yields in the mid double digits on certain indexes. Maybe not the whole contract. We like to blend it up, but we've had really good returns in those contracts. I've seen them as high as 14, 15%. Very nice deal. And as of today, they are just as likely to do so when the market is good. With the MIGA rates lower, everyone now has a better chance of an index annuity outperforming over most terms. So let me share an idea that drives this point home. You like short term, you want good yields. So MIGAs have been a major part of my business for the past few years. A lot of people like the simplicity and the good rates. Don't have to worry about it. If a free withdrawal works within, you know, maybe income parameters, discretionary spending, that's been a super easy thing to do. Got a lot of good MIGAs on the books and people are happy because you don't have to worry about it. With the rates a little bit lower, enthusiasm has cooled a little bit. A few people I talked to in the last couple of weeks, I don't know. It's not as exciting. Everybody wanted the shortest term possible. So I sold plenty of 3 to 5 year contracts and that might have 1 to 3 years left on them. We'll see what's available come renewal time in the next few years. The longer term bets have proven to be a wise choice, but it's early. We've seen year-end rate dips. In the past couple of years, rates have dropped and then risen back up. We'll see what happens with inflation when they drop rates and real estate goes up and the stock market runs forward. What's going to happen? We might see continued healthy rates and it's fine. I like that. I like it for you guys. I like it for me. Who knows what's going to happen, but I have always said in 10 years, we will know exactly what we should have done. So here's my short-term idea. Blends the guarantees of a MIGA and upside potential of the index annuity. It's a 5-year index annuity from Midland National Life. You guys know I like the company. I talk about it enough, but I would say like accumulation-oriented index annuities, I looked at the numbers. That's right about 5% of my total business this year. We've been selling income deals and MIGAs. And that's what we've been doing. So right now, as rates change, it presents the advantage hits in different areas. Past few years, really good deals on short-term MIGAs and income contracts. As it switches around, you might find a benefit in different areas. Okay, so right now on this index annuity, the best part about it, the fixed rates and the index cap and participation rates are guaranteed for the 5-year term. It's only a 5-year deal. 10% free withdrawal. So there's liquidity if you need it. Currently, the fixed rate is 4%. The highest I'm seeing from a Midland has a 5-year MIGA at 4.55. There's another one, Reliant Standard, that I really liked that was at 4.75. They're going down to 4.50. So that real high quality top tier paper is only a 0.5% better. So you got a fixed rate of 4 that will always be 4. Slightly lower than a good A+ rate with a MIGA. Not all MIGAs have the 10% free withdrawal, and this one does. Some of them do. Not all of them do. So with all things considered, this really is one of the best places you can park safe money right now. So key highlights, indexes available from the NASDAQ and the S&P. You can keep it simple or go with one of two available blended indexes that can make big moves when interest rates and the stock market are volatile. Now, a lot of the other contracts I talked about on a podcast earlier this year with guaranteed index rates make you stay in one index in order for that to be guaranteed. With this one, you can move in and out. If you don't think the market's in a good spot, say, I'm going to take 4%. Maybe there's a correction right around your anniversary. You say, hey, now I'm going to take a shot with the NASDAQ. You slap a double digit in the middle of a bunch of 4%, then you're going to get a much higher yield. And you don't have to worry about the company reducing growth potential in the latter years of the contract because they're guaranteed. It only takes a decent market in a couple years, and you're going to easily beat the MIGA. I got an illustration below. We're going to talk about it. Past 5 years, blended yield of 5.6. This is a link on the newsletter at the very bottom. And I'm going to go right up here. So all I did is do S&P 500 annual point-to-point cap, 7.5% guaranteed to be there for 5 years. NASDAQ 100 volatility controlled. You can look at other indexes. It's a very aggressive volatility control, but it's on the biggest stocks in the NASDAQ 100. That index is up 25%. You're getting 70% annual participation rate on that. That's a third. And the fixed account, 4%. You got a third of that. Just to show you what's available, and then you can go one or the other. There's a couple other indexes, but these are the easiest to understand. You got pure equity and a fixed account. All right. Now, what I'm going to talk about, this minimum guaranteed surrender value, this assumes that the interest rates and the indexes go nowhere. So your minimum surrender value, if you want to look at here, at 5 years, at the end of 5 years, you put in 100 and it's 107,150, your minimum guarantee. So for the 5 year term, your minimum is 1.39. Now, if you put it in the fixed rate, going to blow that out of the water. This would come into play if you say, I want to take a shot with the indexes and the market goes down for five straight years, you're still going to get 107. So if rates keep dropping, that's going to be just as good as a money market, but you've got that upside potential. Really the beauty of index annuities. I like them. Okay, so we go, because it's a five-year contract, they give you two rates for the first term. Over the past 5 years, it averaged 5.6. MIGAs are getting 4.5. 4.75. You can do 5 if you want to go kind of a smaller company. See how that terms. And then over the past 10 years, it was 6.84. You can keep the contract longer. If you look at the surrender value versus the accumulation value, go to the website if you want to look at it. You can take a closer look at these numbers. After the fifth year, the accumulation value and the death benefit are equal to the surrender value. No more surrender charges. You continue to go forward. Rates are guaranteed for the first 5 years. Take your money, do something else if you want, or hang on to it and let it roll. So something I show you, like I just picked the numbers parts of the illustration. I'm not trying to hide anything from anyone. If you want to see something that's a little bit more detailed, you can make an appointment, top right corner of any page on annuitystraighttalk.com. And we'll look at these numbers, but this is an awesome opportunity. Really park some money, do some income planning, portfolio management, all that stuff. These give you the 10-year average, the low averages over the past 20 years. The lowest was 5.35. The highest was 7.52. And if you really want to dig into the numbers, you can go to the next page available. It's going to show you the returns that were produced by the NASDAQ 100. So if you say 5.6 or 6.8, it's not that great. Remember that a third of this is just only getting 4% forever. So those indexes have quite a bit more potential. And you'll see what the creditor rate. So for instance, in year one, you've got NASDAQ 100 was up 17%. You got 11.96 of that. So in each of the scenarios, it shows you what your yield would be. And remember, a third of it's just getting 4% in all scenarios. So if we just did pure index, we could illustrate higher. Again, we're trying to be conservative, we're trying to beat the MIGA, give you 10%, keep you with a solid company, good, safe money. Simple as that. Any questions? That's what I'm here for. If you want to, and you're getting the email, you can reply to the email and ask any questions you want. Again, top right corner of any page on annuitystraighttalk.com. Please like, subscribe, or comment on any of your favorite podcast platforms or on YouTube. My name is Brian Anderson. This has been episode 151. Midland National Accelerate 5 is the product and a great place to put a little bit of money right now if you want to keep it safe but have growth potential. I'll be around next week. Right now, again, everybody knows this is hunting season, so I'm kind of gone in pieces and parts here and there, but we'll get someone to give you a call if I'm not. Typically, I don't know, last couple weeks, This is going to go through September, first week, October. I've only been gone one day a week, so haven't found any good opportunities, but enjoyed a lot of time with friends out in the beautiful mountains of Montana. So I'm here. Appreciate you joining me. I'll be back next week for episode 152. You guys have a great day.
You have been listening to Annuity Straight Talk. The preceding information is for informational and educational purposes only and does not represent tax, legal, or investment advice. The views expressed by guests on this program are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of Annuity Straight Talk or its partners. No information presented today should be acted upon without meeting with a qualified and licensed professional. It is important that you read all insurance contract disclosures carefully before making a purchase decision. Guarantees are based on the financial strength and claims paying ability of the insurance company.